the wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Gunners, I'm going to need me some Game of Thrones music.
No problems. Oh, sorry.
It's only 16 sleeps until the final season of Game of Thrones hits our screens, and I'm beyond excited. I'm not counting or anything. HBO have just surprised fans by letting us all know we'll be getting a post-finale documentary. Ooh. This will take us behind the scenes at the making of the series with snippets from cast and crew and all the emotions that were swirling around when they finally wrapped up shooting. It will air after the series finale on May 26. Season 8 is coming.
Is that your best Jon Snow impersonation?
What do you mean my best Jon Snow impersonation? I'm from Yorkshire. I am Jon Snow. I'm House Stark all the way.
Okay.
You give me your best Jon Snow.
They're always laughing at me lucky charms. Bill Murray is starring in yet another zombie film. This one directed by Jim Jarmusch, and it's called The Dead Don't Die. Selena Gomez, Adam Drive, Tilda Swinton, Steve Buscemi and Chloe Savini are also joining the cast.
Oh, this is a remake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Murray has described the film as absolutely hilarious. The Dead Don't Die hit cinemas in June.
Country duo Dan and Shay have been invited to Australia to open for pop sensation Shawn Mendes when his tour hits Australia later this year, which kicks off in Perth October 23rd before heading over east. That's a huge get for the guys.
Tom Cruise has reportedly banned ex-wife Nicole Kidman from their 24-year-old son's wedding.
What?
Connor Cruise is set to marry his Italian girlfriend Sylvia in a Scientologist ceremony, and Cruise has given strict instruction that Nicole cannot be there due to her aversion to Scientology.
That's pretty harsh. I know that she missed out on going to Isabella's wedding in 2015 for the same reasons. Access denied.
It's all a bit weird, isn't it?
Pink has released another single from her upcoming album, Hurts to Be Human. This one's called Hustle.
I don't know. Don't try to hustle me. So don't hustle me. Don't hustle me. Don't hustle me. Don't hustle me. So don't hustle me.
She's done it again.
She has. And if you happen to be at Kings Park on Wednesday night, then you would have already known how amazing Canadian rocker Bryan Adams was. He had the 6,600-strong crowd dancing on their feet, singing along with his big hits. The 58-year-old, he's still got it.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.